This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Pride of the Mother. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A2Z here on Amish Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And look, we know that obviously when we're, as we're talking about martyrs in these episodes, we know that the martyrs were raised by their family, by mother and father, is hugely important. And always when we look at the behavior of the family, of the parents, we can see that the conduct of the martyr, in a sense, is a reflection of the conduct of their parents. And there's a beautiful anecdote from the life of a martyred Rahba, who was martyred just over 2 months ago now. Almost exactly 2 months, actually. He narrates this in his now world famous book, Cell Number 14. He'd been imprisoned for the first time. He's imprisoned several times, and after his first imprisonment, because obviously he was speaking very openly about the duty of the clergy to sort of stand up against the Shah, he was condemning the sort of Western intervention, the Western subjugation, and the oppression. In a sense, the disrespect towards the clergy and towards the believers, really. So he'd been imprisoned, and then the first imprisonment wasn't very long. I think it was just a matter of days or no more than a week. And then, obviously, when he was returning home, he was a little bit worried because, obviously, he didn't plan on getting imprisoned. He hadn't informed his family. So he was worried that his parents might be displeased with him. Welcome back to A2Z here on I'm Being Shredded with me, Sister Zainab. And I was just talking about the anecdote from Martyr Rahba's life, that after his first imprisonment, he was sort of heading back to the family home, a bit anxious, not quite sure how his family would welcome him. But he received the opposite welcome. His family were sort of totally exuberant in the way they welcomed him. They were so happy to see him. And what's very beautiful, and obviously the Martyr Rahba says this, is a quote from his book. He says that his mother said, "I am proud of a son who has exerted such an effort in the path of God." And of course, so this gives us an insight into the rank in terms of piety, in terms of purity that his parents had. Because his concern, of course, was his family's concern. He was raised to be the way he was. And of course, it gives us an insight into the sort of person he was. And obviously, the person he was until he was martyred, and explains a little bit just how focused, how committed, how courageous and pure-hearted he was on the path towards Allah, safeguarding Islam, safeguarding the Islamic Republic of Iran for the whole of his life. And yeah, so what lesson do we draw from this? Well, we obviously, if we have children, whether they're young or adult children, we also have the duty to raise our children, or to speak to our family members, to speak to friends, to try and encourage all of us to be on this path towards Allah with that same determination and commitment and focus, and to have that same courage. And obviously we must add in, especially in these days, that what we see on the streets in the Islamic Republic of Iran is exactly that: the courage, the commitment, the steadfastness, the focus, the passion being on that path towards Allah, safeguarding Islam, safeguarding the Islamic Republic of Iran. So That was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on I'm Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.